Well, let's do a quick check, though, on another issue that has a lot of our listeners talking, and that is, what are the lengths people will go to get a job?
My name is Rick Olson from Salt Lake City, Utah. I was unemployed for 8 months. I used to have a job as a construction estimator earning about $52,000 a year. I had to take a job at $10 an hour in order to make ends meet. Almost lost my house. That's what the economy's done.
That's one of our listeners calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, and he's definitely not alone. Yesterday we talked about a new survey that shows 9% of Americans look for work. Most of what people are finding out there are low-wage jobs, and that's the area, actually, where there's the most job growth. You can get more on that by heading over to our site, thetakeaway.org, but it has many listeners sharing their own stories.
I'm Jeffrey from Lansing, Michigan. I'm a self-employed decorative painter. I've seen my projects go from $175,000 projects down to $85,000 projects. They've come to expect these kind of numbers because they know how hungry the self-employed are. And I could see that driving down wages for everyone, you know, in the trades.
It's not just in the trades. John from New England writes on our site, at the present moment, I'm contemplating a job offer of $37,000 after negotiating up from $30,000. My previous job was $50,000. I'm grateful for the offer, but I feel like at this stage of my career, I should be considering a higher salary rather than a lower one.
The details of deflation in this post-recession moment.
It's kind of really a worrying thing, yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.